feeling like. It appears we made it to another Monday. The date is July 28th, 2025. It is I, Kira, rolling as a solo artist today. Logan is participating in the Heartfelt Dreams Charity Golf Classic in beautiful Hollis, New Hampshire. I'll be heading there after the show as Logan and I are hosting the lunch and silent auction. If you're heading there, can't wait to see you. Let's hang out. I'll have a bunch of WOKQ swag there. And it's always such a fantastic day for a really, really important cause. So it's not, believe it or not, not too late right now to get involved. If you wanted to make a donation, that is always encouraged and welcome at heartfeltdreamsfoundation.org. So check it out. I love the owners of that nonprofit, Lori and her husband, Eric. Salt of the earth people. And I mean that. So on Friday's show, we were taking your calls on your first concert experiences. How old were you? Did anything crazy happen? And I wanted to relive some of my favorite moments with you right now. I think you'll enjoy. It's WOKQ. Who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing today?
How are you? I'm doing great.
That's great.
Beautiful day. It's going to be a nice hot one. You still taking your first concert experience?
Sure am, Lori.
Well, I have one. I was 15, and I went to the Portland Civic Center with friends and saw Aerosmith and Cheap Trick.
Ooh.
And they were good, but it was New Year's Eve, and Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, was not sober then, and he passed out after his first song, and we all got rain checked.
Oh, man. Passed out right on stage?
Yeah. He had to be carried off. And I was 15 years old. I'm like, what is going on?
You're like, I'm very confused. Why is he so tired?
But now that I've had kids and grandkids and we all go to concerts and we wish we'd have seen Shania Twain yesterday, but I couldn't get through to get tickets to meet I would not have been. I don't know why my parents let me go because they probably didn't realize what kind of a show it was going to be either. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think about that now that I'm a parent, too. Because, like, I went to, you know, Snoop Dogg when I was 16 years old. And I don't need to tell you what happens at a Snoop Dogg concert. But if my parents had any clue, they wouldn't want me within a mile of that venue.
No. No way.
Yeah. That's
that was my first.
Yeah, that's memorable.
I've seen Aerosmith since and after that where he did a complete concert and was good. But that very first one was short-lived.
He stayed coherent for the full concert. You've seen it, yeah. So you know he can do it.
I know he can do it. And I'm glad he's in a better state of mind these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. That's one for the books.
Have a great day.
You too, girlfriend.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, taking your calls on your very first concert experiences. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. What was your first concert?
Well, it was actually from you guys. I was 21 and wanted to see Sugarland back at the Pavilion. This was years ago. I couldn't afford it. I was a single mom. I actually was caller number 7, like the last day you guys were doing a ticket. Got the tickets, obviously, and then we got upgraded to VIP, and Jennifer Nettles touched my hand.
My God, this just gets more and more magical, the whole
right?
thing.
And then, so then this past birthday, my fiance brought me back to see Sugarland at TD. My 34th birthday, so I was a little bit older, and...
Just a little.
It was a great experience.
They're so good live, and is there any nicer human on this planet than Jennifer Nettles?
No, not at all. I didn't get to meet her, but I get to touch her hand, so I mean, that felt good.
I mean, you were connected for a moment.
Yeah, at 21, I was like, I'm the coolest 21-year-old right now.
Yeah, in this entire place.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling, because that makes us feel so good that we were able to give you that experience. That's really the best part of the job, is getting our listeners close to artists that they love.
Yeah, and it was my first concert and I really wanted to go, and I happened to be calling number 7. So now 7 is my lucky number.
Yes, queen. Go off. Well, it's great to hear from you. And thanks for sharing that story.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a good one. 97.5 WOKQ. Shaboozy, tipsy, number 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. We are taking your calls on your first concert ever. How old were you? Who did you see? What happened? 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
Almost 7. Today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
That is so special. Happy birthday. How's the birthday going so far?
Good. I just woke up.
You just woke up, and now you're on the radio. So that's a cool birthday already.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a little sister or brother chirping in the background?
A little brother.
Yeah. I think he's trying to sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
So are you calling to tell me about your first concert? Have you been to a concert yet?
Yeah.
Who did you go see?
Ronnie Atkins.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
Did anything special happen? Did he acknowledge you for being young and cool and in the audience?
No, but I got to get close to the stage.
We love that. Up close and personal. When you're little, you get to wedge yourself through everybody. That's the... Number 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, taking your calls on your very first concert experiences. WOKQ, who's this?
Hey, this is Quinn. How are you?
Quinn, did you say?
Yeah, Quinn with a Q.
Hi, Quinn with a Q. How's the day?
Hi, what's going on? Good.
So are you calling to share about your first concert?
I was, yeah.
How old were you? Who did you go see? Paint me the picture.
Yeah, it was just, some buddies, some friends. I think I was, 16, 17 years old, and went to the Casino Ballroom, Hampton, New Hampshire, classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see Bad Fish, that the reggae, Sublime cover band. I mean, it was everybody's there. Everybody is like, it was the first mosh pit I'd ever seen. People are going crazy. Kids are getting thrown around. I mean, my eyes were open to, like, the absolute scene that Hampton Beach could be, but... It was an absolute blast. 17 years old, Casino Ballroom.
Did you have dreadlocks at the time?
Oh, I worried. I wish. It would have fit right in, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you that for free. That's what I'm picturing at a Bad Fish concert.
Oh, it was great, though. But, oh, yeah, what a wild bunch.
Are you still a fan of reggae music?
I mean, it probably kicked off like a 3-year reggae-type, at least, like, feel for me. I tried to listen to it for a while.
It was a big part of your personality for a minute.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, 2 or 3 years. And then I dropped the...
Your reggae phase?
Yeah. That's right. You gotta have one, right?
You absolutely do. Or you haven't lived. That's what I say. I love it, Quinn.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for making us a part of your morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, every day. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good one. 97.5 WOKQ.
Nichols, 26.
sequel that you think did it really right, that maybe you liked even more than the original. Does that exist? Not too sure. I mean, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, that was pretty good, right? Nate Smith, Fix What You Didn't Break. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part today. I'm experiencing some technical difficulties on my end, so I'm literally asking that you call me right now and tell me if you're hearing me talk on the radio at this moment. I know it's crazy, but I kind of need to know. If you can't hear me right now, then I could potentially be saying whatever I want. The idea of that is kind of liberating. We can get into all kinds of things. My childhood traumas, whatever is clever. 603-749-0975. Could you call me and tell me if you can hear me talking on the radio right now? What a day. WOKQ, who's this?
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Are you calling to tell me that you can hear me talk on the radio?
Yes, I am.
You're a really good friend. So you heard me just now, but did you hear me talk before Jason Aldean or no?
So barely. It was kind of like really low and muffled.
Well, that's weird. Okay. But you did hear me.
I did.
Okay, but the last time you heard the one that you're calling about, it was clear as day, business as usual.
Clear as day, business as usual.
All right, Sandra, you're a friend. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Allison.
Hi, Allison. So are you calling to tell me you're able to hear me on the radio?
Yeah, you had like music, like kind of like elevator-ish, and then you heard like a little bit of you.
Okay.
At the end. Last time was perfectly normal.
Okay, we love to see
it. We can hear you.
We didn't
make fun of anything.
Thank you. Isn't it a funny job I have? And I'm just like, can someone call me and tell me if you can hear me? Because I could just be talking to myself in a room like a lunatic.
Yeah, the music started and I was like, that's going on for a really long time. Then I was like, okay. And then you were kind of cut off and then you kept going and then it went to the next song and then it was normal. But
funky. We're having a Monday-ish Monday over here. I hope things are going smoother for you.
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Day.
Hopefully it's smooth from now on.
All righty.
Okay, take care. Okay, now that we've covered that you are hearing my voice right now on the radio, thank you to everyone who called. It's time to give away these little Big Town tickets. Let's talk about what I was talking about when no one could hear me. Happy Gilmore 2 came out on Friday night, and I, of course, watched it immediately. I won't do any spoilers, but let me just tell you, as far as sequels go in my book, 'twas a masterpiece. No notes. Chef's kiss. You know how I feel about Adam Sandler, though. I mean, he can truly do no wrong. So to give away these little Big Town tickets, I want to hear about your favorite sequel that exists. It's really hard for sequels to be good because a lot of times they just feel like they have to do the same jokes over and over again, like just in a different location. Like The Hangover, it was just the same movie that was in Las Vegas, but they're like, let's do it in Thailand and just make it more ridiculous. That's good. That's a sequel. That will make us money. But there are good sequels out there. So I'm going to give these little Big Town tickets to a random caller who calls and tells me what their favorite sequel of all time is. I would have to say, and you know, aside from Happy Gilmore, mine's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. So good. So good. Might even be better than the original. Your turn, 603-749-0975. What do you believe? That's easy to know. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We just have the Kira portion of the program today. So I was talking about how me and my friends had a showing for Happy Gilmore 2 over the weekend. And 'twas a masterpiece in my eyes. Absolutely no notes. But you know how I feel about Adam Sandler. He can do no wrong. So inspired by Happy Gilmore 2, I'm wondering what you believe to be the best sequel of all time. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to chime in. I do have a pair of tickets to see Little Big Town August 5th in Guilford, New Hampshire. You just have to call and tell me what you think the best sequel of all time is. Easy enough, right? 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, who's this?
This is Tyler.
What's up, Tyler?
How's it going?
It's going, but it's really more about you than it is about me. How's the day? Are we surviving in the fog?
We sure are. We're just going to work. It's a Monday.
Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? So to what do I owe this pleasure?
Well, I was calling about the sequel thing.
Yeah. What do you believe is the best sequel of all time?
So Adam Sandler's Grown Ups 1 and Grown Ups 2.
He
really did a good job with those.
He did. He really did.
It was different scenarios. It wasn't like the same one as the first one. It was pretty much the same thing you said.
That's true. I do love the Grown Up movies. How many are there now?
There's only two, I believe, right now.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
He's got to give us more.
Yeah, he does. But he did a good job on the Happy Gilmore, too.
You liked it?
As well. Yeah. I saw it last night for the first time. It was pretty good.
It was. I could not keep track of all the cameos.
Yeah, it was pretty. There was a lot of them.
And when Eminem came out, I was like, oh my God, he really got everyone to be in this movie, didn't he?
He sure did. Yeah, they all came out of the woodwork in that one.
And I like seeing him act with his daughters, too. You know, I think that's kind of sweet.
Yes. Yeah, it was good seeing her grown up because in the last movie, she was a little younger than that.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously.
As it goes, as time goes.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to weigh in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate your show every morning.
Thank you, Ty Guy. We'll call you back if you win.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, your turn. I'd love to hear what you believe is
nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part today. So if you're just joining us, I was talking about how, of course, your girl hosted a screening of Happy Gilmore 2 over the weekend. What an absolute masterpiece. The cameos alone, I was just like, who is about to show up on this screen? He had his daughters, which is very tender to watch him like act with his daughters. I love that. His wife was in it. Eminem, the rapper, was in it. I was like, is Oprah about to come out? What are we doing here? Also, all these famous golfers were in it, which was kind of lost on me because I didn't know who they were. But my friends who golf were like, oh, it's that guy. It's that guy. So, yeah, it was a great movie. Sorry for the spoilers, but, you know, I didn't give any of the plot away. So still worth watching if you haven't. It's on Netflix now. And my question for you is, what do you believe is the greatest sequel of all time? 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in. I do have this pair of tickets to see Little Big Town in Guilford, New Hampshire. You just have to call and tell me what the greatest sequel of all time is. 603-749-0975. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hey, Kira, it's Taylor.
What's up, Tay-Tay?
Hey, how are you?
I am well. How's everything going over there?
Good. Good. Enjoying my morning.
Do you have to work today?
Yeah, I do.
Boo.
Yeah, I know.
It happens. Happens to the best of us. So are you calling to tell me about the best sequel of all time?
Yes.
Are you sure you were calling about that? You seem skeptical.
Yes. No, I have my husband sitting next to me.
A little giggly. Is he trying to flirt with you or something?
He always flirts with me.
Yeah. It's like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Yeah. I think any sequel that Disney does is pretty good. I have a daughter, so we watch all of them.
It's a good call. It's a really good call. I think Toy Story 2 is really good.
Yes.
Like, equally as good as the first.
Yes. Frozen 2, Santa, like the Santa Claus 2. Moana 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They definitely put in the effort when it comes to the sequels, and they want to make them a little different and, you know, give the people what they want.
Yes. Definitely.
I love it. Well, thanks for your opinion. So good to hear from you, Taylor.
Of course. Have a good morning.
Okay, we'll call you back if you win. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay. Thank you, of course.
Bye. There's still time for you to chime in.
I was raised on country.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Happy Monday to those who are celebrating, who that's literally no one. I am asking what you believe is the best sequel of all time. I watched an absolute masterpiece over the weekend. If you watched Happy Gilmore 2, you know what I'm talking about. Definitely worth a watch if you haven't already. It's on Netflix. What do you think is the best sequel of all time? 603-749-0975. Hi there. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. Who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Von Yell, Kira. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Did you say your name is Von Yell?
Yes, ma'am.
What a beautiful, unique name. I don't think I've ever heard from you.
No, you haven't.
First time caller, long time listener?
Yes.
Love it. Okay. So, Von Yell, what is the greatest sequel of all time in your eyes?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's a good sequel. Really, it is.
Yes, it is. I love the first one. I grew up with the first one. I still to this day watch it with my grandkids. Best.
And when you say, you're saying Willy Wonka 2, not the remake with Johnny Depp, right?
That one's okay, but I love the original one.
Yeah. It's true. I think I was expecting someone to call and say that because it is equally as good. And not enough people are talking about it, Vanyelle.
No, they don't. They don't talk about it. I think they could, Johnny Depp could have done a better job. I don't know. I like the first one with Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I think it's just, for me, I don't need that to be a spooky story. And the Johnny Depp version was more trying to make it spooky. And it wasn't right. For me.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It just wasn't it.
But it was my favorite. That's all-time favorite is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, hands down.
Yep, good one. Well, thanks for taking the time to chime in.
Thank you. You'll hear from me again.
Oh, well, I sure hope so. You can't be a one and done.
No, I got to compete against you one day.
Please, please don't tempt me with a good time. It's a date, Vanyelle. Thanks for calling. And there's still time for you to chime in on what you believe is the greatest sequel of all time and why.
What if?
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Happy Gilmore being released into the world this past Friday, P.S., what a masterpiece. If you haven't watched it, I would definitely check it out. I want to know what you believe is the best sequel of all time. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Donnell from Stratford.
What's up, Donnell?
How you doing?
Doing well. Living the dream, dreaming the life. Happy Monday to you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you believe is the greatest sequel of all time, Donnell?
Well, I was agreeing with the other lady there with the Disney ones, but I had my own. The Hills Have Eyes, too.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. It's good.
Yeah, it's probably not for you, though.
Because it's too scary and I'm kind of a wimp. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Happy Gilmore 2 being released into the world. What a masterpiece. I want to know what you believe is the best sequel of all time. 603-749-0975. Hello, hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Kiara.
Hi, Kiara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what's the best sequel of all time in your eyes?
The Die Hard series.
Oh, she's a diehard girly. Do you believe that that is a Christmas movie?
I will watch it during Christmas time, like religiously.
Religiously, like going to church.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, yeah, you categorize it as a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I love the Die Hard series. I love Bruce Willis. And to me, the Die Hard series just gets better and better.
That's a good one. No one has said that one yet. A unique answer, too.
Yes, it is.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Doug.
What's up, Doug? To what do we owe this pleasure?
I'm calling to answer that question about the greatest sequel of all time.
Love that about you. So what do you believe is the best sequel?
Well, I think there's a ton of good options out there, but right now one sticks in my mind. And I want to say Top Gun Maverick's pretty high up there.
Would you say that's a sequel or a remake? Oh, no, I guess it is a sequel because it's a completely different story.
Yeah. I mean, it just takes off of a new timeline just however many years later. I think it's a good watch.
It is a good watch. It really is. I actually, this is a little weird and probably sacrilegious, but I watched it before I hadn't seen the original. And then once I watched that, I went back and watched the original so I would understand the references. I did it backwards.
Well, I think that a lot of people did that. And I think, honestly, it made them enjoy the first movie a lot more. But I will say, I think the first one does need to be watched first.
Yeah. If I could do it over, I would have done it that way. But still, watching it in reverse, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Well, thanks for taking the time, Doug. It's great to hear from you, especially on a Monday. What a guy.
No problem. I listen to you guys every morning.
You're the best, Doug. You're in the running for these tickets, so I'm going to call you back if you win, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what do you believe is the best sequel of all time?
So I was really trying to think about it, and I really like the Shrek movie. So I would say Shrek was a great movie, and then Shrek 2 was even
just as good.
Equally as good. I couldn't agree with you more.
Just like the actors, obviously we don't see the actors, but the actors that were in it, you can actually see their personalities in the characters. It was just, I really enjoyed those movies.
Isn't that funny? Like, sometimes, well, because we know what Eddie Murphy looks like, and I'm looking at Donkey, and I'm like, how did they make this animated donkey kind of resemble Eddie Murphy? It's like the weirdest thing.
Like, even the gestures, the person, you know, everything just seemed like you could tell who it was. And it's in those movies, they're so good for, like, the whole family versus, you know, just kind of a select few.
Exactly. Like, it's for the kids, but there's plenty of jokes for the adults as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Christine. What a good one. Still taking your calls on this. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Akira and Logan in the morning. So in spirit of Happy Gilmore being released this past Friday, what a masterpiece, by the way. If you haven't watched it, I would definitely check it out. I'm curious what you believe is the greatest sequel of all time. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks so much for holding.
Hey, Kira, it's John from Amherst. How you doing?
What's up, John? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So fun topic, as always.
Thanks.
And, I'm not sure the greatest of all time, but I had a very conservative dad who took me to see Top Gun when I was a teenager. And the first scene we seen, I, like, elbowed my dad. I'm like, oh, Dad, I guess it's not just about fighter airplanes.
It doesn't seem like it is.
Nope. So then, of course, all these years later, seeing Maverick, it was like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. That was such a good sequel. And the first is obviously flawless.
Exactly. I agree.
And I love that you shared that memory, that awkward memory with your dad in the movie theater. We've all been there.
Totally.
My entire family saw the Titanic movie together, and I don't have to tell you what happened in that steamy buggy.
Exactly.
Really wished I wasn't sitting next to my dad for that. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to call. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part. If you know me, you know about my undying love for all things Adam Sandler. So, of course, I had to watch Happy Gilmore 2 immediately when it was released into the world on Friday. No notes. What a masterpiece. This inspired our question of the day of what you believe is the greatest sequel of all time. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, it's Muriel.
Hi, Muriel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How was the weekend?
It was beautiful.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. I want to put a plug in for Grown Ups 2 because my daughter was in the movie.
Wait. How cool is that? How did that come to be?
Well, they came to Swampscott, Massachusetts, and she got to meet Taylor Lautner, Adam Sandler, Dante, Kevin James. She got to dance with Jay Gosman. Yeah, it was amazing.
What an experience. How old was your daughter at the time?
Probably in her 20s, probably around 25.
Unbelievable. And so did she, like, do it through Boston casting, like, as an extra type of thing?
No, they showed up in her town, and she was, like, going over there, like, what's all the commotion about? She was standing around, and they was like, hey, would you want to be an extra in the movie? And she's like, hell yeah. And so she was teaching at one of the local schools, and they used the school and her classroom that she was teaching in. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
What a cool story.
I know.
So obviously that's your favorite sequel because it's starring your pride and joy.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. Well, I would love to give you these little Big Town tickets.
Oh, I would love to have them.
Okay, great. It sounds like we have ourselves a deal.
Woohoo! Yay!
Okay, can you hold on a second? I just want to grab your info.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, and believe it or not, I have more tickets I'm giving away. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we're Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time to welcome in our wacky cast of coworkers we call the Tribe.
A little bit of Lydia in my life, a little bit of Megan by my side, a little bit of Christian's all I need, a little bit of Cheryl, what I see, a little bit of Sheehy in the sun, a little bit of Shawnee all night long, a little bit of
Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
You get a 10-minute tour while you're alive of either heaven or hell. What do you pick and why?
Sales guy Sean, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to hell. I want hell bad. I just want to see what happens down there. What messed up things. Like, that's weird. I mean, I'm living through it, right? Like,
you're coming back to Earth. You get 10 minutes. So you can use it to tour heaven or hell to either persuade you in either direction, or just maybe you're not going to go see hell, so you want to go because you think you're going to heaven, vice versa.
Simply put, I'm going to heaven, so I'm God's second coming here, so it's fine. I'm going to heaven. I want to see what hell's like.
Okay. Lydia?
I have the same answer, but for a different reason. Yep. I think that I would want to see hell. Just because if I saw heaven and I was disappointed, I would become a terrible person after that. So I'd rather see hell and then be like, oh, I don't want to go there at all. Or maybe it's okay that I do want to go there. Whatever.
Well, yeah, if we're like, it's not that bad. I thought it was going
to
be worse.
Yeah, exactly. But if I saw heaven and I was disappointed, then nothing would compel me to continue being a good person.
Interesting.
What a great answer. Cheryl, what do you think, girl?
No, I want to see heaven.
And why?
Because
she wants to see where she's going.
You know what? I've been trained all my life. You got to be a good girl, good girl, good girl. So I've been a good girl for the most part. So I want to see up there, because if there's any question whether I'm going up there and I want to see how great it is, then I'll be even a better girl and know it's worth it.
So inspiration.
I would definitely go for the inspiration, because sometimes this good girl thing is a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a real pain in the neck. It's the Catholic Italian guilt thing. So if I see that it's somebody that it's worth it.
Yes.
I want to try harder.
That's my motivation, too.
I want to try harder.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Because if it's not worth it, it's not like I'm going to go out murdering people, but I'm sure as heck going to forgive myself for a lot of bad stuff. Be like,
You know, I like a guarantee.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible thing, but I want to guarantee.
If you know it's nice, you'll continue to be a good person and maybe be a better person.
Right. If it's definitively there, then I'm going to get an A+ to get there.
Right.
I want to see if hell's that bad so I can see what I can get away with down
here. That's exactly what I was just going to say, because curiosity killed the cat. Like, I know heaven's going to be some sort of good. I don't know how good, but I think hell is such an anomaly that I need to see what it would be like.
Yeah, maybe I could be being a little more bad down here and I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but
I'm going to be bad.
Interesting.
Well, they could come back and tell us how
bad
it is.
No, we can't talk in this scenario, Cheryl. There's no talking.
I won't tell you what I saw.
We can't compare notes?
No.
But I met the devil, and he looks like Sean. Just saying. There you have it. The tribe has spoken. We would love to hear from you. So you have 10 minutes, and you can either tour heaven or hell and then return back to Earth, business as usual. Which do you choose and why? 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. Random caller who wants to chime in. We do have a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan. Ever heard of him? He's coming to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield in August, and you can be going. All you have to do is give us a call and tell us. You have 10 minutes. You can tour either heaven or hell. Which are you?
Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little goodness.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Kira and Logan in the morning. Our question of the day, it's kind of a funky one, so stay with us. You have 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell, and then you return back to Earth, business as usual. Which are you choosing to tour and why? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. Welcome to the show. Good to hear from you.
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So you have 10 minutes. You can tour either heaven or hell. Which are you choosing and why?
Well, I want to see heaven because there's two reasons. First reason, my mom's up there. I lost her in 2022 at 51 to a brain bleed and COVID.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
So I'd like to get up there and, you know, go see her and see how she's doing and see, you know, what it's like. So when I'm ready, I can go and join her and be up there with her.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm a firm believer. I'm a Christian. I'm a firm believer in God. And I one day would like to meet my maker and just be, I don't know how to really say it. I'm my brain is kind of...
That's okay. You want to meet the guy who made you, and if you can do it sooner than, you know, when it's really your time, then the sooner the better.
I want to know for sure that's where I'm heading. Like, that's where I want to go instead of making a stupid decision of some sort and going the wrong direction and never seeing my mom.
Mm-hmm. So well put, Thomas. Well, thanks for taking the time to call.
All right.
WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
So you have 10 minutes. You can tour either heaven or hell. Where are you going and why?
So I would pick heaven, and that's because, you know, I've been scared to death like everyone else has been before. But I feel like if I toured heaven, then I would know there actually is an afterlife. And hopefully, you see, and it's really good, and it would make me feel less nervous about the whole thing.
Yeah, that is actually such a good point. I'm just like you. Like, the uncertainty of it all is what keeps me up at night. And maybe if I saw where I'm hopefully going, I've been doing my best down here, then I would feel better about the whole thing.
Exactly. At least then you know there's a nice afterlife to go to.
Right. And it's not just nothingness.
Exactly.
Well, let me put you on hold and take your number down. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Kind of a funky question this morning. We weren't sure if people would be down to play along, but God bless our listeners, pun intended. You're always down to clown. The question is, you have 10 minutes. You can tour either heaven or hell. Which are you choosing and why? 603-749-0975 is our number. WOKQ, so sorry to keep you on hold. Who's this?
This is Carol.
Carol, you going to heaven or hell? You know, just for the tour. I don't mean for the long run.
I'm really not sure in the long run, but for the tour, I would definitely want to go to heaven.
Okay, and why?
My mom, my dad, my brother, so many relatives have died before me, mm-hmm. and I believe they're in heaven. I believe they were all good enough to deserve to go to heaven. And I would like to see if there really is an afterlife, if I really get to see them again, if they can see us down here on Earth, if they can do things for us, if we pray to them. I would just love to know that. I would love to pray to my mom, who is a great big country fan, to help me get Luke Bryan tickets.
Oh, she's bringing God into it, into the Luke Bryan tickets. I respect it. I respect the hustle. Well, I love that you would take it as like a, you know, a catch up with your loved ones that you lost and kind of interview them and be like, what's it really been like up there? Can you see me? Are my prayers working?
Right. And even my pets. I miss my pets so much.
Yes. That's such a good point. I love that answer, Carol.
Well, I love that you love it. And I hope you have an amazing day.
You too, sister.
Thank you so much.
WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, Kara. This is John. How are you doing?
I am well, John. So are you touring heaven or hell?
The reason why I want to tour heaven is because I want to see my family, mm-hmm. and I want to join a game of 45s.
What's 45s?
Card game that we play in the Merrimack Valley area.
Okay, so you know the activity that you'd be engaging in when you're up there with your loved ones. You'd get right down to business. You're bringing the deck of cards. Yeah. You're making up for lost time.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you let the people up in heaven, would you let them win, or is it going to be a fair game?
If God is playing, I have to let him win because he gets me right down to somewhere else.
That's it. I think you're smart. That's well played.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you for the... For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Brittany. I'm from Henniker.
What's up, Britt?
How are you? Long time no talk.
I know. You don't call. You don't write. I'm just kidding. It's great to hear from you. So you have 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell. Where are you going?
So heaven.
And why?
So I'm going to cry a little bit. These last week has been really hard. I lost my one-year-old nephew, and 4 days later, I lost my uncle.
Oh my God.
So I would love to see them just for 10 minutes to hug them.
That is so tragic. That is more loss than any human should have to go through.
And then, you know, this month has just been really hard with that. And my birthday's tomorrow. So it's just, I don't even want to celebrate my birthday because of this. But
yeah, I can't imagine how you're feeling. Wow.
And, you know, my family's all the way in South Carolina. So I can't be there with them to grieve. I was there with them after my one-year-old nephew passed. But then the day I was landing, like I was going on a plane, an hour before I was supposed to leave, my uncle passed. So I had to get on the plane
and come home right after he passed.
Your poor family. I mean, you guys deserve some good news.
We do.
Sending you guys so much love and strength. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Thank you so much, Kira. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
WOKQ, what's your name? Where are you from?
Kim, Portsmouth.
Hello, Kim from Portsmouth. Are you trying to tour heaven or hell, and why?
I'm trying to tour heaven because I took care of my mother for 6 years. She unfortunately passed away at the age of 50 from colon cancer, and she wanted to pass away at home and have me take care of her.
Wow. She was so, so lucky to have you by her side in that time. And I think just you being there for her in that time guarantees your spot up there for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, Kim, I love that. I'm so sorry. It must be so hard to live without your mom and to see her go through so much pain. Like, that's unimaginable.
And that's why I'm in the nursing field now, taking care of dementia patients, because that was her wish.
Wow. God bless you. Well, you seem like a really special person.
Thank you, Kara.
Thanks for making the time for us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye, Kim. Have a good week.
You too.
Tucker Wentmore, Wind Up Missing You, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. Kind of a funky question today, but our listeners are the best. Always down to clown. We are saying you have 10 minutes to tour either heaven or hell. Which are you choosing? WOKQ, who's this?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. How you doing over there?
I'm doing okay. Doing the best I can.
So you could tour heaven or hell. Where are you going and why?
You know, I think I'm going to go the opposite. You know, everybody's going to go to heaven. You know, I would be curious for what hell there is and what kind of hell there is to raise.
Ah! I like your style,
you know,
Mary.
It might be a little fun. You know? I mean, if you're... been good all along, you know, might as well go out with some fun.
That was my mentality. It was like, well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe they're actually having a good time down there. And I just, I want to see what it's all about.
I mean, I'm only going for 10 minutes. I can come back and then say, you know what, I'm going to continue the straight and narrow. And then it's not, like, you know, that's so bad.
Yeah, you're not staying there for good. You're not choosing to live there. You're just taking a tour.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and then it might make you stay on the state and straight and narrow because you saw how bad it gets. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it could be a good time. I mean, I don't know. I like the sun. Seems like it's hot, so I'm willing to give it a go.
She's like, I like the warm weather.
Yeah, you know, I'll give it a try.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. WOKQ, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, this is Diane from Haverhill.
Hello, Diane. How's the day?
Good. How's yours?
Can't complain. I mean, Mondays are Mondays, but we're doing our best.
That is true.
So you have 10 minutes. You can tour heaven or hell. Where are you going and why?
So I know I'm already going to heaven, mm-hmm. So I think I would like to go to hell. I'm a huge horror fan, and I would also like to see all of the evil people in this world in hell, making sure they go out there and getting what they deserve.
You're like, hey, Ted Bundy. Hey, Jeffrey Dahmer. I knew I'd see you down here, and you're right where you belong.
Exactly.
I also, Diane, love the confidence that you were like, no, I know I'm going to heaven, so I don't need to see it. I'm going to live there for a while, so let me see hell and just make sure that all the people that aren't doing as good as I am are where they belong.
Exactly. I want to see how the other half are living where they should be.
Yeah. And no mother's love. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks for stopping by. Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jen.
What's up, Jen? How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, thanks. So where are you going, heaven or hell? Just for the tour. I don't mean for good.
I think I'm going to go to hell for 10 minutes.
And for 10 minutes. And what info are you hoping to gather there?
To see what it's actually like. And because I'm a believer, but I'm not a believer. I want to see if there really is, you know, and check out how everything is down there. If there is a hell, there is a few people that I know for a fact I'd like to see go there.
You're not hoping to run into them down there, are you?
If I do, we'll see what happens.
You're like, I knew it. I knew you'd end up here.
Yeah, I love the show Lucifer.
Yep.
And he's just so intriguing. And he talked about hell, and I'm like, I'd be interested to see if it really is. There's somebody down there that is the king of hell. Like, there's God in heaven, you know. I'd like to really see if there is somebody that does rule hell. And maybe someday I will.
This took a turn a little bit.
Because if those people down there, they're down in hell, if I'm down there with them, I might want to be so I can, you know, rule them and be in charge for all the horrible things they did.
Oh my God, Jen, trying to be the queen of darkness.
I just think hell would be a better place. It's a lot warmer, too.
Okay, this all checks out. She's like, I'm going to work on my tan. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You're pretty funny, Jen.
Thank you. You guys are hilarious, too. So.
We try so hard, so thanks for saying that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
I'd love to give you these tickets to see Luke Bryan.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is awesome.
You know, he's not going to hell, though. He's a pretty good guy, and he believes most people are good.
He's definitely not. He's a good guy.
What an absolute queen and an amazing song. I love it. No notes. Lainey Wilson, Somewhere Over Laredo. On your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Just the Kira part, actually. I'm about to go meet Logan in Hollis, New Hampshire. We are partaking in the Heartfelt Dreams Charity Golf Classic today. That is an organization that is very near and dear to our hearts. Pun intended, that helps congenital heart defect patients and their families. It's not too late for you to get involved in the cause. Just check out heartfeltdreamsfoundation.org, and we'll let you know how the tournament went and how well or horrifically Logan golfed. All of that will happen tomorrow on the show. For now, it is time. Compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So, earlier on the show, in spirit of Happy Gilmore 2 being released into the world this past Friday, I wanted to know what your favorite sequel of all time is. And my compliment is going to John in Amherst for this call.
So, fun topic as always.
Thanks.
And, I'm not sure the greatest of all time, but I had a very conservative dad who took me to see Top Gun when I was a teenager. And the first scene we seen, I like elbowed my dad. I'm like, oh, dad, I guess it's not just about fighter airplanes.
It doesn't seem like it is.
Nope.
I love that you shared that memory, that awkward memory with your dad in the movie theater. We've all been there.
Totally.
My entire family saw the Titanic movie together, and I don't have to tell you what happened in that steamy buggy.
Exactly.
Really wished I wasn't sitting next to my dad for that. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to call. It's great to hear from you.
Have a great day.
Okay, my compliments to John for contributing and all of our callers today. Wow, wow, wow. Especially when I'm holding it down as a solo artist. I love hearing from our listeners because it's like, you're my co-host. It's wonderful. We're all in this together, to quote High School Musical. All right, I think it's time that I get out of here. I got some golfing to do. So we will talk to you tomorrow bright and early. Jess on the Job is next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And if you're wondering all day long who loves you, the answer is us. We do on 97.5 WOKQ.